Yep, Friday night into Saturday morning, open lines. Friday the 13th, open lines. So share with us that day with you. How did it go? And I want the big stories, the great ones, the not so great ones. If it's just a marginal story, nah, we don't want to hear that. And of course, open lines. And don't forget, we take your texts and your tweets. Tom will relay those to me when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. A couple hours of Friday the 13th, open lines, and we'll get right to your calls. I'm going to get to Peter in just a second here in California. He's been on hold for a long, long time. He wants to talk about our story that we did on Fatima a couple nights ago with L.A. Marzulli, of course. L.A.'s theory is that the Fatima episode has some UFO extraterrestrial connection, and that it is not the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom he believes in, by the way. Don't believe that he doesn't. But he thinks in this particular episode it was probably an extraterrestrial event. My mother, 88 years old, listens to the show all the time. She's up there in Detroit right now. She called me about this, and she's extremely spiritual. And she said, UFOs? Fatima? Come on, George. But that's her opinion, too. Let's go back to you, Peter, in California. Go ahead, Pete. Thanks for holding again.
Well, you know, George, you know what? The old saying, mother knows best. You know that.
Yeah, I can't argue with her. That's for sure.
And get your rosary in. You know, mother will tell you that. And Mother right. Mary, too. I'm the guy that used to call from Queens, New York, and talk to Father Gruner.
Oh, that's right. You moved. When did you move?
I moved in January 9, 2015, retirement. And I can't get you guys out here in Escondido Valley down here in San Diego County. AM is a bad reception in Escondido.
Are you down in a little pocket?
I'm in a residential senior citizen residency. I'm on the second floor. It's a two-floor building, and I just seem to can't get AM good enough. But
well, it's 600 AM is a booming station. But, look, I'm not trying to sell this directly to you, but you might want to consider the CC Radio 2E, which may be exactly what you're looking for.
I think that's exactly like Jack Benny would say, exactly, you know, what the doctor ordered.
That's right.
What's that again?
CC Radio 2E, it's available from the Sea Crane Company, and you could go, do you like to shop on the web, or do you like calling people?
I'd rather call people.
Okay, it's 1-800-522-8863, 1-800-522-8863, and it's the CC Radio 2E that you're interested in. It's something you could just put on a shelf and just play. It's got a built-in antenna, and it pulls in stations. So I think it'll work really well for you.
Well, George, there's a couple of notes I made here because I haven't spoken to you for about 5 years since Father Gruner, right before you had him last
time. Yeah.
And one thing I want to say, your chemistry is so beautiful. It just shows to everybody that you have good roots, and you and Walter Cronkite, like two peas in a pot.
Thank you.
And then a lot of people out there that don't have the good roots, we got to keep on praying for them, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And the other things, a number of other things is, as far as Our Lady of Fatima is concerned, you know, the real deal is Father Malachi Martin, everybody.
God rest his soul.
Oh, he was dynamite, wasn't he? And he's the real deal. He's telling you everything you need to know. You know,
he was great.
Yeah, I mean,
he was great. I wish he were still around.
I wish he was too. But his tapes, he did many tapes, and you could with Art Bell and with a couple of others. Did you ever interview him?
No, I never had an opportunity to. He had died before I really started doing the program. And
well, Father Gruner was a great.
But Gruner, I did, of course. You know that.
What?
Father Gruner, of course, I interviewed many times.
He was a great encore, a very sincere, peaceful priest. But the many archives of recordings of and books of Father Malachi Martin tell you the truth about Our Lady of Fatima and the state of affairs in the church, and even about Planet X.
Here's the big question, Peter, for you. What do you think that sun story was, the sun coming down? And my mother asked me that today, too, and I said, Mom, I just don't think the sun physically came down. It would have burned us all up. And she says, God works in mysterious ways, George. I think it was something else, but what do you think? Oh, no, and he's gone. Poof, he must have just had a stay. Didn't think I was going to ask him a question. Oh, well. Let's go to Gene in Tennessee. Welcome to the show. Hey, Gene, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on?
It's hey.
Been a long time since I've been trying to get a hold of you. It's for about 17 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyhow, that was a good movie, Fatima. I remember watching that as a little kid.
Oh, it was. I loved
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that lady? She finally died.
Yes. Yeah, so you mean the actress or the sister?
The sister.
Yeah, she died a couple years ago. Sister Lucia.
She ever tell any secrets that she knew?
If she did, it never got our way.
Well, one of them will tell you this happened on Friday the 13th. I was in the mountains, Smoky Mountains, at a place called Fish Camp Prong. We spent the night, you know. And there was these guys from Ohio beside us in a tent. So I finally laid down on the ground and walked. And there was this light out in the woods, you know, and I thought it was somebody walking around. It was about 3 foot, 4 foot above the ground. It was kind of lime green, a little bit smaller than a soccer ball. I watched it for a good 30 minutes, and it finally got close enough to see that there wasn't nobody holding it. And it went around these guys' tent three times and come towards me about 8 foot and kind of went back in the woods and dissipated. And, you know, I just went to sleep, and I thought, well, heck, it scared the crap out of me. So next day, these guys left and went back up to Double Gap Springs on the AT, Appalachian Trail. And there's a massive storm came, and lightning hit the shelter and killed three of them.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, it was awful. It was really bad. It was likely we didn't get hurt by the storm. But, you know, I talked to these rangers, and they said it was mostly the ball lightning or walking lightning or whatever you want to call it. I'm an old country boy, so, you know, we try to stay in the mountains all we can. But I just want to thank you for listening to me, and I've been trying to get on this show forever. I really miss Art Bell, though, man. I really do.
He's out there somewhere, Gene.
I know it. You're a good one, too, now. I tell you what, I really listen to your show, and I just want you to know that there's, you know, like you say, there's crazy stuff out there, but we just got to keep our faith in, you know, the main man. So
you got that right. Thanks. You got to do it. Gene, thank you. Appreciate you listening to the program. Tom, you got a text or tweet back there? What do you got for us?
Well, how about a tweet from Into the Gray? And because it's Friday the 13th, she would like you to do a comparison between the Addams Family and the Munsters. Which do you prefer?
I think they were both funny, right? They were comedies.
Oh, yeah.
But
the
Addams Family was a different kind of comedy. They seemed a little more real as a family to me at that age than the Munsters. I love the Munsters.
Than a Frankenstein.
I love the Frankenstein look. The grandpa was a vamp. Was he a vampire?
He was a vampire, yeah.
And was Eddie Munster, was he in the Addams Family, or was he in, no, he was a Munster.
He was a Munster.
Eddie Munster. He was a little vampire, too,
He was. And, he had the little hair thing. You can't beat Fred Gwynn.
Morticia was an Addams Family.
She was. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I liked them both. They were both good, and Fred Gwynn was a great actor.
The best.
And what's the name of the guy who played the Addams Family guy? Can't remember. What's his name? It's right there. He was a great actor.
Look it up.
Look it up for me. Let me know.
Absolutely.
But they were both great shows. Next up, let's go to first time caller Marilyn in Springfield, Illinois. Welcome to the show. Hi, Marilyn.
Well, hi, George. I can't believe I got on.
You sure did. How are things in Springfield?
Well, pretty good, really. A lot of traffic, a lot going on, but we're all hanging in here.
That's good. I'm in St. Louis right now. I head back to Los Angeles and Denver this weekend, but loved Springfield. I used to own a horse farm up near Iliopolis, not too far from you.
I remember you talking about that. I have kids down in St. Louis. They work at the bank down there, Bank of America.
The weather down here is fantastic.
Oh, I know it. She just loves it, Midwest. My granddaughter's going to college out in Texas Tech and playing ball. She's out there when they had that shooting the other day. Scared me to death.
Yeah, they did, of a campus police officer.
Yes. It's unreal.
Such story.
I knew I shouldn't have got out today. My car got hit again. I can't believe it.
No.
3 weeks ago, these college kids pulled my car with no insurance. So all day I thought, I don't think I better get out. I just got a bad feeling. Come out of the bookstore, and some gal scraped the side of my car.
What car were you in this time?
A Buick. Last time I was in a Ford.
Now, was this your car or was this a rental car?
No, my car.
Oh, so you had a couple cars.
Right, yes.
Oh, my God. What luck is this?
That's what I thought. And I scared the death of Friday the 13th anyway. Always have been. I've had a real bad wreck one time. Oh, my God. With four girls, and I had a dream that I shouldn't go out on Friday, and I wouldn't have. Was going to a union meeting. Well, two of the girls, something happened to their car. They couldn't drive, so I ended up driving. Sure enough, had a head-on collision. I got sued. One girl broke her back. Another girl, her legs. I got sued by the company where I work. Two of us worked together. Not only that, but I heard these voices in my ear. One of them said, grab the steering wheel, and the other one said, no, don't. And I know dang well, and it was by the cemetery, too, and I thought, I know there's something going on here, and I was in the hospital for weeks. I'll never forget it.
Now, tell me about Friday the 13th with you. Do you think you psych yourself out, or do you think it's just really a bad luck day?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I had a girlfriend born on the 13th. She said, what's the lucky do day for her? But I've had a lot of things happen on Friday the 13th, and I don't like to go out. I mean, it does. It just kind of, I don't know, it gives you a bad feeling when you know you've had bad luck on that day.
Yeah, and something. But here is, maybe you conjure it up because you keep telling yourself something's going to happen, and something does.
Well, that's true. That's true, too. I know I've had dreams come true. I'm kind of psychic. I'm kind of intuitive. And also, you just had the guy on, and I'm going to learn to read tarot cards.
You'll have fun doing that. It's fascinating. But then the next Friday the 13th, Marilyn, think positive.
Stay home. Oh.
No, don't stay home. Go out, think positive, and tell yourself nothing's going to happen bad.
Well, that's true.
Give it a try and see what happens.
I'll try it.
If you get hit again by another car, then stay home forever.
Right.
You got it. Thanks, Marilyn. Let's go east. Joe in Long Island, New York. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, George. With LA's presentation, I wasn't overly impressed. I kind of agree with your mother. I've actually visited Carmelite nuns here in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And they do talk to you. I would give them, say, at the time, like $100. And they had like a little window within the complex. And the nun would open the window and talk to you.
Really?
Yes.
Almost like a little speakeasy.
Yeah.
They slide the thing open?
They would say, how you doing? And I would give them like $100, basically. So, and they would talk to you like 5 minutes or something like that.
What would they tell you?
They would just like, kind of encourage you spiritually or... just give you maybe words of wisdom, and they'd say, we'll keep you in our prayers. Thanks a lot. We'll use this towards our groceries.
That's
cool. So they don't take an outright vow of silence like he was suggesting. We'll see you. And then he said he didn't investigate lords at all. And I'm thinking, if you're going to do this, you have to investigate the other major apparitions and compare them.
Right, and the incredible ability when you go into that little Lord's water area, you come out and you're healed.
Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of crutches there. There are miraculous events. Now, why would these things actually take place unless there wasn't some sort of positive grace coming, So that's what I had to say.
Right,
and also, people that, you can access Mary and just talk to her and ask her for some favors. You can extrapolate from the wedding of Cana that she will do small favors and, give you some counsel.
I used to remember my mother would bring me to family gatherings where somebody, I don't know where it came from, I was a little boy, would bring a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and people would be there. They put it in the living room. They called it the parlor in those days in Boston, and they'd put this statue in the living room, and people would pray to it, and it would be like an event. I mean, they would be there for hours, and I'd walk by. I was just this little kid. The statue was bigger than me, And, you know, people were there actually waiting to see miracles and things like that.
Well, I think also people look for, like, simple answers from her. Like, I know this couple, like, they'll ask Mary to help them find a parking spot, you know, which is pretty, you know.
And it works. The parking spot opens up.
Yeah, and it opens up for them.
I love it. Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go next to our dear friend Cornelius in Alexandria, Louisiana. Hello there, Corny.
Hey there, George and Tommy and all the rest of the Coast to Coast listeners and callers. This is your God, Guns and Gold man, your Bible, Butch and Beans man, telling everybody to get ready.
And not necessarily in that order.
There you go, George. Well, when you get back to L.A., Tommy has a package for you, so I don't know if he told
you. Well, let me tell you something, Cornelius. We have this high technology system here between my office and my studio in the cave in St. Louis and his office, and he held up a LSU Tiger hat and said, look what Cornelius sent us. And I went, whoa. So that's it. Thanks.
The eye of the tiger is on you and Tommy.
What kind of football team are they going to have?
Oh, they're not going to have a great year. And I want y'all to pray for our – New Orleans lost a police officer today, and so I want you to pray for the New Orleans Police Department.
Oh, gosh. What happened?
Well, he was going in on an investigation, and the guy started shooting – and they shot back at him, but the officer died, but the guy that shot at him, he's still alive in the hospital. So it's just one of those things. And like this thing with the NFL, I hope they do stand, but I'm just not watching it anymore. I'm tired of it. I was a military police officer and stuff, and police officers and stuff, correctional officers, we all put our lives on the line and stuff, and it
yep.
just seems like they don't. Nobody cares about us. If they really want to help, and I happen to be an African-American, I want to let everybody know, if these million-dollar athletes really care about the black community, whether it be white athletes or black, they need to go down in these poor communities and try to help them out and try to work with the police and stuff. But like I said, they're up in their million-dollar mansions and stuff, and they're not coming down to the bad side of town, so...
And I think, Cornelius, too, they're protesting the wrong thing. I mean that, and that's the thing. Don't attack the country. Don't attack the national anthem or the flag. I mean, the protesting is healthy as long as it's peaceful, but you got to pick the right protest and what you're protesting against, and that's just not the forum to do it in.
If you can, you know, my favorite song, Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. We love you out here in Coast to Coast land, you, Tommy, and George. God bless you.
We're going to be back with more Open Lines for the rest of the night on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. It's nice to hear Michael Medved's voice there. He's a great talk show host. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Kyla in Toronto on the international line. Hello, Kyla. Go ahead.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm fine. I hope you are, too.
I've got three things I want to mention or ask you about. And if you can let me, like, do all three first, and then I'll just, you know, hang up.
All right. I'll write them down while you're bringing them up.
The one is, when our Canadian Prime Minister gave Omar Khadr $10.5 million, you know, the first part of July, I thought there'd be some outrage by Americans, but, you know, John Curtis, nobody had anything to say about it. Canadians are pissed. Because, you know, our Prime Minister gave, you know, Khadr that money in a very sneaky way, so... You know, the widow of the soldier couldn't sue her enough. The other thing I had is, I think I heard you say that you use sea salt.
Yes, and I do use the sea salt as opposed to the iodized salt.
I never hear a Wallach or anybody talk about the Himalayan pink salt.
You're right. I think Doc Wallach mentioned pink salt once many months ago.
The Himalayan pink salt. They say that it's considered a full-spectrum salt because it has, apparently our body has 84 like minerals and trace elements. And the Himalayan pink salt has all the minerals and trace elements that our body has.
And it may be a better salt than sea salt.
Yeah, and there's a lot of sea salts out there that are scams, eh? I mean, if you're gonna use a sea salt, you gotta look at the ingredients. I have a box of sea salt here in my cupboard, and it's got dextrose in it. But an actual pure sea salt, it'll say unrefined or unprocessed, no additives, and it should say contains trace minerals. But there's a lot of sea salt scams, because anybody can say any salt is sea salt, because basically all salt comes from the ocean. And the other thing I wanted to mention to you is when you have your program up and running where you help people with affording longevity products.
Yes.
I'm here in Canada. I mean, with our Canadian dollar, there's no way I can afford to buy any of that stuff.
Well, you make sure you send us a little note so we can, we'll put you on the list.
Matter of fact,
I'm putting you on hold right now. Tom's going to get your address for you. Okay, we'll do that. But I do use the sea salt much more than anything in terms of salt, but you're right about the Himalayan pink salt. That is also very good. The original story that you talked about where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada defended the government's apology and settlement with Omar Khadr, saying his rights had to be defended. It was a story that they had paid him $10.5 million to settle a $20 million lawsuit he filed over violations to his rights as a Canadian citizen for his role in as officials played in the abuses he apparently suffered as a teenage prisoner of the U.S. military at Guantanamo Bay, that's in Cuba. That didn't get a lot of press here in the United States. I don't know why. We generally don't do shows on that, so we didn't either on this program. Next up, let us go to Michael in Lewis County, Washington. Welcome to the show. There you go, Michael.
Hey, George.
Hi there.
I've been listening to Coast to Coast since I was a little kid. And,
I love it.
First time I've ever had something worth calling in about.
Super. What's going on?
Well, I got a Friday the 13th story for you. It was a real spooky one.
All right.
It was last Friday the 13th in January, and it was the night of, and it was beautiful full moon, and we had snow on the ground, and
beautiful.
I want to get some pictures.
Yeah.
And now this, we live in a rural area out here, out in the woods. And I was out there, and I went over. Now, there's an area along our fence line between us and our neighbors. I want to get a picture of the hillside lit up in the moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only spot where there's a gap in the trees where you can see the hillside. And as I'm standing over there, I'm getting pictures of the hill, I'm getting pictures of the moon, and I take a picture, and the flash lights up the landscape, and the camera's on a 20-second aperture with a 2-second delay, so I have to sit there and wait. And as soon as I take that picture, I hear this noise come from the very far side of my next door neighbor's property.
Okay.
And it's this weird sound. I've never heard anything like it before. It sounded kind of like the tail end of an elk's bugle, and the ringing sound of like if somebody hit a metal pipe. That high-pitched bell-like ring.
Yeah, the dingy.
Yeah, and I heard it and I stopped and I went, oh, that was weird. But I figured, well, there's some kind of animal. I'll keep my ears open, and I went to take another picture. And as soon as I hit the shutter button, there's this orange lamp on the camera that lit things up, and I was getting a focus. And as soon as I did that, I heard the noise again. And it startled me.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped what I was doing, and I'm starting to hear something walking.
Uh-oh.
In the snow and in the brush, and I'm realizing it's something good sized, and it's heading towards me.
And when it snows, you can hear a lot in those areas.
Yeah, and it was frosted, too, so it was real nice and crunchy.
Okay.
And I'm determined to get this picture because the moon is just beautiful. But whatever this is it's now heading in my direction.
You could tell. It's getting louder, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not running, but it's something good size, and it's slowly walking my direction.
Could you tell if it was 2 feet or 4 feet?
It was really hard to tell, but I have the feeling it was 2 feet, but it could have been four. But it was bizarre, and it's getting closer, and I'm going to take this last picture, and I'm going to head inside. I don't want to see what this thing is. I'd rather just get out of it.
Take a picture of it for us.
Yeah, well, I wish I had, but there was a fence in the way. I'm not sure if that was a good thing or a bad thing, though. But I go to take the picture, and I thought I had the focus all set up, and as soon as I take the picture, the camera autofocus threw everything out of whack.
Oh, geez.
And I realized when I got startled, it completely distracted me. So I go, the only way I can get it focused again is to either light up the tree with the camera bulb or use the flashlight to get a picture of what I'm taking a picture of. And I really don't want it, because that's what alerted it to my presence to begin with. I don't know if it's going to speed up or what. And so I figure, well, I'm going to take this picture and go. And so I focus it manually, and I hit the shutter button. I'm waiting there for 22 seconds while the camera takes the picture. And this thing's still coming, and it's still making that weird noise.
Any idea how close it is at this point?
At this point, it's come halfway across my neighbor's property, and it's probably a good 30 feet.
And you still couldn't see it?
I couldn't see the fence is about 6 foot, 5.5, 6 foot.
Okay,
tall.
And you can't see through the fence.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's brush right on the other side of the fence too. So I'm waiting there, and I'm realizing I can hear my heart in my chest pounding.
And you don't know if it's just a human being, right? At this point?
It could be anything, but it's that feeling of, not knowing what it is. And it's definitely coming towards me. And it wasn't coming towards me before I lit up the tree with a flashlight and the camera. And so at that point, I'm hitting there, and my heart's pounding. And as soon as the camera it took the picture and was done, I just grabbed it, and I didn't run, because I didn't want it to,
chase
an animal, get to a predator instinct.
Yeah. Jump the fence or something.
Yeah, I quickly just power walked back towards my house through the snow, crunching away as I go, obviously very audibly detectable to whatever is on the other
side
of the fence. And as soon as I get to the door, I stop to listen to see if I can still hear it, and it's right on the other side of the fence at this point.
Like it's still there?
Yeah. And it's not only is it right on the other side, it stopped. And now it's moving along the fence towards where the fence ends and where the neighbor's property opens into my yard.
So it could walk around and come in.
Yeah. I was thinking it would probably stop as soon as I left. Now, it's determined on coming over to see me.
So there's nothing to stop it from coming over to your side.
Yeah. So now I'm starting to panic a little bit. So I swing the door open. And there's snow and ice there by the door, and I'm slipping a little bit trying to get the door open, and I got my tripod all extended.
You want inside quickly.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in, trying to squeeze all my stuff in.
And were you shouting out, Michael, to this creature or whatever it was? Like,
oh, no,
who are you or anything like that?
I'm just trying to get out of there without making any more presence known to it. And
so you get in, and did you ever see the creature?
No.
Well, what do you think it was?
Well,
what's your best guess?
With the window open, and I thought about it, and I thought, well, maybe it was my neighbor. That's the only thing I can think of. It must have been my neighbor. I don't know what the weird noise was, but it sure kept me up it kept me up until 5:30 sitting there.
That is one weird neighbor to live next to, that's for sure. Text, tweets, what do you got, Tom, back there?
What a story. It's awesome. By the way,
better be his neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, Gomez Adams was played by John Astin.
That's his name.
Yeah.
John Astin. And I think he died of a heart attack.
I think you're right.
I think he did. But that he was a good actor.
He was. Enjoyed that.
So you remember what he used to say to Morticia when he wanted to dance with her?
Mon ami?
No. Garita.
Garita. Okay. And he kissed
her. I remember that. I was a kid.
He'd kiss her arm, right?
I mean, how old would we have been then? Do you remember it? I mean, you're younger than I am.
Yeah. I barely remember it.
You were a baby, probably.
Remember the thing that came out of the box? The hand?
Was the hand in the Munsters or in the Addams Family?
Addams Family.
Yeah, I remember the hand. It was just a walking hand.
You know what it was called?
Thing.
Right.
Yeah.
How about a text from Jason in Nebraska? Right. Hey, do you guys support what Vice President Pence did walking out on the Colts game? That's his question.
Well, it's not a matter of support. It's a matter of views. And he, as the Vice President of the United States, felt very uncomfortable with this specific kind of protest. And again, I've said this before, there's a time and a place for protesting. And there's an issue. You don't protest the flag or the country. This country is doing all it can and has done monumental work for civil rights.
Of course.
I mean, for those people like us who lived during the 60s, it was horrible. But you had great men like Martin Luther King who put their lives on the line, literally, to change things. And let's go back even further to Abraham Lincoln, who lost his life getting slavery abolished. There are issues to be fixed. Make no mistake about it. I love police officers. Some of them have been a little too aggressive with people. There's no question about that. But by and large, if you don't want to get into a police altercation, don't sell heroin.
Exactly.
Don't run. Don't get in a high-speed chase.
Don't break the law.
Don't reach for a police officer's gun. Just, you know, do what you got to do and you know,
but
take your punishment for what you did.
Don't take things out on the flag.
But to protest the flag and the country for men and women, black and white, who have given their lives for the freedom for these protesters to do what they're doing is unconscionable to me.
Yeah,
pick the spot to protest. If they want to go on the street and protest police shootings like they're doing in St. Louis, go ahead and do that and do it peacefully. But you know what? Don't do it at football games. It makes no sense to me. And I think the vice president felt uncomfortable, and he felt it was his duty not to stay there and endorse what was going on. And I got to tell you, Tom, it has been devastating for football this year. Television ratings are down. You know, the Rams moved from St. Louis. They're averaging 20 or 25,000 people in L.A.
It's definitely falling.
That has a zillion people compared to St. Louis.
And it wasn't even the Colts. It was a few 49er players. That's all it was.
People are losing interest in football because of these people. Now, we don't do shows on things like this.
No.
You know, we're more into the strange and conspiracies and mysteries. But so you brought it up on this question, and that's how I feel.
There you go, Jason. Long answer, but a good answer.
Okay, and we're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast and take more of your open line phone calls in the final hour. A couple little things. Don't forget, paranormaldate.com, free to sign up. Use code George if you hang around. We are heading for 69,000 members now, so I need about 990 of you to do that. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We send out little messages all the time for you. And Tom's going to be telling you in about 2 weeks or so about some new innovative things in the Coast store. People have been emailing us all of a sudden, maybe it's because of the holidays, about the things in the Coast store, and they want more different things rather than just T-shirts and coffee cups. So he'll tell you about that in a couple weeks. He's working on that. Anyways, I'll come back in a moment. More open lines on Coast to Coast AM.